Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Johannesburg 21, Mbombela 25, Polokwane 27 degrees. Johannesburg Water has warned residents of a possible water outage today as Rand Water will be conducting the first phase of major maintenance on its infrastructure. The phased approach will start with maintenance of the Palmit system. Johannesburg Water spokesperson Nombuso Shabalala says for 10 hours today, pumping will be reduced to 67%, which will result in pure pressure to no water for some residents.
The following Johannesburg systems will be affected: Sandton systems, Midrand systems, the Alexander Park Reservoir, South Hills Tower, Linksfield Reservoir, and the Rankieslachter Reservoir. Johannesburg Water will make alternative water arrangements for all the affected areas through stationary and roaming water tankers.
The Western Cape High Court says today set to hear the EFF's urgent bid to block Finance Minister Enoganwana's fuel levy hike last month. In his budget speech, the minister announced increases of 15 cents per litre for diesel and 16 cents per litre for petrol, respectively. In its founding affidavits, the EFF argues that the fuel levy hike is flawed and irrational. Minister Enoganwana has warned that there would be a 3.5 billion rand budget shortfall should the levies not be increased. The Public Servants Association has been well expressed concern about the findings of the latest report on the cost of living in South Africa. The trend in the cost of living in South Africa reports reveal that while cumulative headline inflation rose by 94.6% between 2011 and 2023, the cost of essentials surged as much higher, faster rate. PSA's Claude Nyker says the prices of necessities such as food, housing and transportation have surged.
The PSA urges the implementation of targeted social support programs, subsidies for essential goods and policies aimed at stabilizing prices. Employees are victims of an economy that is not growing, resulting in them receiving meager salary increases. Government and the private sector must invest in job creation initiatives.
In news abroad, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an independent investigation into the killing of Palestinians near an aid distribution center in Gaza. At least 31 people died when the Israeli military allegedly fired at civilians near the US and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation Food Center in Rafah on Sunday. Israel has strongly denied any involvement. And we end off in South Korea, where millions of people are voting in a snap election today for a new president to succeed Yoon Suk-yeol. Over 15 million people cast their ballots during a two-day early voting period last week, accounting for nearly 35% of the country's 44.4 million eligible voters. Yoon plunged the country into chaos by declaring martial law in December, which ultimately led to his impeachment. I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know.